The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not a lot, Doug. How about you? How's everything?
Everything's good. You know, I've got no complaints. We're doing well. Things are getting back to, activities are happening. Kids, like we were talking about before the show started here, daughter's supposed to have a softball tournament this weekend. We'll see what happens with that, right? We've got some rain. Well, happens, it happens. But somewhat, back to normalcy. The kids are at least getting to enjoy some sort of summertime activities.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that, too. It was in a park one day going for a walk, and I noticed there was a baseball game going on. I'm like, how nice is that?
Yeah.
It seems strange now, right, which usually was very, very normal. But like you said, there are some activities. And, as far as I guess the economy, the markets and all that go, right? I guess the markets can you believe? I think we're kind of in a trading range, wouldn't you say? I mean,
well, I'm not surprised, and I know you're not surprised either that we're where we are right now. And I do anticipate I think that the markets are going to hang in this range for a little while. I do really believe that. I think we're going to see some up and down, back and forth. But that being said, Mike, I still think that there's opportunities for people to make money in this market if they're, if their portfolios are positioned properly, if they're using, the appropriate financial instruments for them. I definitely think that active management is your friend right now. And I think that what we need to do right here during this period of the show is, quite frankly, have a very frank conversation with the listeners out there right now. And where I'm going with it, most people have gotten or are getting their second quarter statements in the mail. And most people, I'm willing to believe, their statements are much more comfortable than the one they got at the end of the first quarter. But part of that, Mike, I don't want that to be luck. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people who once again have gotten lucky because the market rebounded back again. And there's only so long you can go with, hope and luck being the driver behind your financial strategy before it catches up with you. And it's going to catch up with you at some point in time, I would predict, if you don't do it properly.
Doug, yes. Okay. So with that being said, right, for the most part, right, March statements were probably a disaster. For the most part, the June 30th statements look like a huge bounce back. As I always like to say, and I've said from numerous times on the show, if you would have put me to sleep January 1st and just woke me June 30th, I'd probably wake up and look at everything and say, not much took place yet this year. Right?
Chances are you might be down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm saying slightly down, right? Nothing drastic as in the throes of this thing in March. but kind of uneventful. And now you're saying, well, people are going to look at their statement and say, same thing. See that? Uneventful.
Right.
But I agree with you. I think there's here's where the problems lie is that, you know, we just got hit with something, a pandemic, not since 1917.
Right.
That's it. And you, it just makes you now really even more alert. What happens if we were to get hit with another one next year? And I'm not using scare tactics here. That's not the point of this. But you just don't know. I mean, no matter how we slice it, the economy has gone through a huge shock. And we're still in the middle of the shock of trying to recover jobs and get things back up. And like you said, there's areas of the markets and the economy that are doing very well and haven't missed the beat. And then there's areas that are just, god awful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. So what does it all mean? And just to haphazardly go about it, even though you might have woken up on June 30th and said, oh, not too much going on. That's not the way to do it.
It is definitely not the way to do it. And when you look, Mike, folks, Mike and I, for a long, long time, we've always said that we try to bring the institutional approach to money management down to Main Street. And when you look at the different, when you're on our side of the table and we do research and we look at things and we pay attention to what pension funds are doing, endowments are doing, charities are doing. And one of the things that I think we're very good at, Mike, is bringing a lot of those similar strategies that the large, you know, money manager institutions use down to Main Street, to the, you know, to the regular person out there who's just got money that they have to worry about. And we want to make sure that you're doing the right thing, because don't think for one second those institutions and charities and endowments that they're sitting pat and they just sit and go, oh, whew, thank God that came back, you know, and do it. It's not. They assess their holdings, they look at their strategy, and they say, okay, where should we tweak or turn right here? We're not necessarily suggesting that you make a wholesale, complete change to your overall money and everything of that nature. What we are really trying to emphasize to you right now is the importance now of paying attention to this. We made these arguments to you guys back in the end of the first quarter of 2019 again. After your accounts got beaten up in the last quarter of 2018, we made this same plea, if you will, to you guys then. We're making it to you again now. And the thing that we want to let you know is that we are here to help you with this. We don't expect you to know how to do it on your own. It's hard to do on your own. But we're here to help you move the ball along here and examine that strategy for yourself.
You know, it's interesting, Doug, and the reason why that's really important is that as you were speaking, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, and years ago, right, if the market went down 10%, corrected 10%, that was like a big to-do.
It is a big to-do.
Well, nowadays it feels like it's a speed bump. Okay, and because you go back to the last quarter of 2018, what was it, 20 plus or in one quarter or 30% or something?
Whatever it was, it was extreme.
It was between 20 and 30. Now we just went through the whole, you know, down here with the pandemic and the whole thing. And it just says to me that things are really getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like everything is just done to a bigger dimension, a bigger loss, bigger gains. Last year was a tremendous, everything's like almost exaggerated, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't go being blindsided by it. It's just because it's not like, you know, if you said to me right now, I'm not saying there's another pandemic coming. How would I know? But the point is that, okay, something major at the end of 18, something major here in 20. And although we've bounced back two times from it, I just can't feel like you can leave yourself blindsided to whatever else is out there and whatever year it may come.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, again, to reiterate what I said earlier, active management, in my opinion right now, is really something that people should be considering. And the reason being is that whenever you get in circumstances like this, there are definitely companies that are going to struggle for a long period of time here. No doubt about it. And if you're just indexing, you're stuck with those holdings. Whereas an active manager can have the opportunity to, you know, choose and select where you're going and perhaps avoid those industries that are going to be, you know, bogged down for a while. We could sit here and we could name, and the listeners listening to the show right now, if they think about it, I'm certain they could start rattling off the names of companies, large companies, that are probably going to have some tough sledding going ahead to overcome this. We don't get into the game of naming companies or that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But it doesn't take, you know, a lot of deep thought to sit here and figure out which industries or which companies are going to, you know, struggle for a little while. So wouldn't you want active management to hopefully try to avoid those circumstances?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And you know, the other thing too, Doug, is you know, we're sitting here and we're talking about active management and the times that we're in and all that's good stuff. And it's all, you know, stuff to certainly look into. But when you think about it, right? I mean, after what we just went through, the pandemic, and even what we're still in with the economy and who's shut down and who's half open and who's in what phase, shouldn't you really, at the end of the day, have financial awareness? Shouldn't you really, you know, what do I own? Why do I own it? You know, it all feeds into what you're saying, Doug, about active management. Most people that are choosing to do the proverbial nothing, mm-hmm. if you will, don't have a clue to what they own, why they own it, what's the risk tolerance, nevertheless, what companies could be found inside of those possible investments.
Right.
And I just feel like that, you know, I don't want to say sound the alarm, but this is all the proof that you really need. You need to at least have financial awareness. I think you need to start somewhere, and it's at least knowing
the basics. Here's the problem with what your statement that you just made there. The average person listening to the show right now can't do that. And it does, and it's overwhelming to them. For you to tell them that you have to have financial awareness as to, you know, all that kind of stuff, I honestly believe this, my opinion, is that overwhelms them. I think what they really need, and we've spoken about this on the show plenty of times before, a lot recently, is who, not how. They need somebody to turn to. They need a who. They need you and I. They don't need to worry about how to do it, because if they try to sit there and figure out how the heck to do this, they're gonna struggle mightily. It's easier for them to go, who can do it for me,
wow,
than how to go about doing it. So there are definitely some people who you spoke to there who that resonated with. But I think the vast majority of the people need to concentrate on who, not how.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Because, you know, just saying that you need to come up with the financial awareness, that's like telling me to go do, you know, whatever, electrical work.
Right.
Yeah, I know the lights aren't on. I know they need to don't work. I know they need to be fixed, but I can't tell you which wire from which. I get that, so I need a who.
Yeah.
But I think the two go together, right? I think you're right. They need to find out the who, and chances are, if you haven't done anything and you're choosing to do nothing, you're probably you need a who, right? I mean, that's the reason why you're in that boat, if you will. But you need to get that who to bring you to the point of what I was saying about at least, you know, what do I have?
Mm-hmm.
Have an awareness, you know, and if it means you need to team up with a who, as you like to call it, then so be it. That's what you need to do.
The thing is where the benefit, one of the benefits that I think that people get from working with us is that you made a very good statement that we learned from Peter Lynch, great famed money manager from years and years and years ago, is know what you own and why you own it. So one of the huge benefits that people can get from working with us and do is we can tell them why they own it. So then they know. Because right now you can look at it and say, why do you own it? And I don't know. A money magazine, periodical said that it was a good investment. That's not a good reason to own it, right? You should be able to say, I own this because it's going to do, it's supposed to do this for me. It's supposed to do that for me. I own this because this account, because this is my slush fund, right? I own this account because this is providing me with cash flow for retirement. That's why you should be able to answer why you own the investment. And it should be a very simple, clear, and quick answer.
That's correct, Doug. And to me, that's like one of the prudent steps to your whole financial future. You know what I'm saying? It's just you have to take these steps, find the who, have awareness. You know, what do I own? Why do I own it? These are all solid building blocks to me. You know, before we even get into like, oh, you should do this or you should do that, because that's what so many people want to do, right?
Yes.
You should be here. You should be doing this and you should do that. And why do you do that? Well, I think you need solid financial building blocks to build the home.
Well, you know what, Mike, and we're going to talk about this in the second segment of the show here. You just brought up a very good point, is that you need to know what you want to do before you go about doing it. And we're going to talk about reverse engineering your retirement in the next segment. And that's our approach to almost every financial objective that somebody comes to us with, is we want to reverse engineer it. And we're going to talk about what that is and good ways to go about it in the next segment. All right?
Sounds good to me. All
right, let's hop to our break, and we will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. And Mike, what I want to do is, I mentioned at the end of the first segment there, is I want to spend some time here and talk about what I think is and we think at Wealth Management Group, is a very beneficial way to go and plan for your retirement or anything that you want to accomplish. I really do believe that reverse engineering is a tremendous strategy to use regardless of what the goal is in your life. But what we want to do is we want to talk about how we can do it with retirement income planning. And then we also want to let you know that we can help you do that, and we're willing to help you do that. So why don't we kick off what reverse engineering is, and, you know, we'll just take it, you know, step by step and see what happens.
Well, you know, Doug, here's my definition of how I see reverse engineering here, how I utilize it, is really finding out from the client where I need to be or what I need to accomplish, and not saying, here, do this. This fits all. This is perfect. This is your invest in this or do that. And so to me, when it comes to let's get specific. I know that was very vague. When it comes to retirement income, knowing you come in, you're a new client to me, and you say, Mike, I'm going to need about $5,000 a month net to be able to live my lifestyle and retire.
Yeah, that's where, you know, we get to. I like to start off with a little bigger picture with the client. I like to say, tell me what you want your retirement to look like.
Yeah, okay.
You know, first, you know, I want them, because, Mike, so few people can come walk into the office here and give us a number. We know that.
Right.
Right? So we got to walk through it with you. We say, what do you want your retirement to look like? What do you plan on doing? What do you intend on doing during your retirement time?
That's a great point, because I got to tell you, sometimes I'll sit with somebody and we'll talk, and they'll say, again, I'll use that $5,000 number. And again, we ask, well, what's the makeup? What does that entail? And people say, well, you know, the taxes, the utilities, the car, you know, whatever, and up the bills. And they'll stop. And I'll say, what about fun?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I guess I got to put, you know, something in.
100%.
You know, so you're right. We do really ask the back kind of roads, the back detail of what the number is to go out and try to accomplish. To make sure they're in agreement. Otherwise, you got a little problem.
Yeah, you know what's kind of cool and funny, if you will, is that, so we both accomplish the same things when we sit and meet with our clients, right? We have something to talk about when we're done. But our approach to it is probably, yeah, it's a little different.
Right.
It just is. It's just we're just two, you know, different people like that, but we always get to the same point together. And, you know, I always kick it off with like that. I go, all right, what kind of fun stuff are we doing? Before we talk about the bills and all that stuff, what kind of fun stuff are we doing in retirement time? And start there. And I think that's really important. And what we urge people to do is come in and tell us these things. We'll write it down, okay? I'll tell you to write it down, but you're not going to write it down. People won't. They just generally don't do that kind of stuff. So you come in and you'll tell me. You'll tell, you know, I want to go. We intend to be snowbirds. We're going to go to Florida for, you know, 2.5 months to get out of this cold weather. And then we're going to do whatever we're going to do, right? We enjoy bike riding. We enjoy fishing, whatever it is. And that's great. And we'll figure all that out. And we'll say, all right, well, how much you think we're going to need for this? And say, all right, I don't know. You know the answer to this better than me, Mike. What's a monthly rental cost down in Florida?
I'll just say, I don't know, $3,000.
For a month?
Yeah, go for a month.
Okay. So I need $9,000. Is that real? No, a legitimate number.
Depending where you go.
Okay. It just sounds low to me. That's why.
It's like saying, you know, it's like saying, let's bring it up to New Jersey. It's like saying, is the house on the beach or are you inland? Or
right.
You, what town are you in? I mean,
Fair enough.
They're not all out. $3,000 for the month.
Right. Okay. So let's say that $3,000 for the month. Right. So then we say, all right, fine. Well, guess what? We need $9,000 each year, sock to side, to pay the rent for being a snowbird. Okay. $9,000. We write that down. And then we say, okay, you know, what are you going to do at home? And they're like, well, I use golf as an example because I like to play golf. And this guy says, I'm going to play golf once or twice a week. All right, fine. What's it cost you to play golf? $50 each time I play. All right, so we need $100 a week. We need $400 a month for you to play golf for, you know, X number of months out of the year. And let's just say that's 10, right? So now I need $4,000 for that. So I'm at $13,000. You understand where we're going with this, folks. Then, once we get the fun stuff covered, because I think everybody, you know, I just look at it. When I was a kid, I ate the vegetables last, right?
Yeah.
So let's find out what the necessary expenses of electric bill and gas bill and all that stuff is last. That's like eating the vegetables, right? So we get down there, and now we find this out. Now we know. Now we got a number, right? Now we know. We've just said, here's the vision. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to accomplish. How are we going to go about doing it? That's it. And then we say, all right, fine. What are our sources of income that are coming through the door? We've got Social Security coming through the door, perhaps. Maybe a pension coming through the door. So we start now subtracting that number down, down, down. We say, okay. And let's just say for argument's sake, Mike, the annual number was $100,000. You've got $40,000 coming in from Social Security. Let's say you got a small pension. You got $20,000 coming in from there. So now we're at $60,000. We got to come up with $40,000 a year from your own pile of money. How are we going to go about doing it? And that's what we have to get to work on.
Sure. And that's the way to do it, right? And,
yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, I guess, Doug, let's give an example of the wrong way people do it, right? And I guess that's what? I have $60,000 to spend and I got to make this happen? I mean, are you in agreement with that? I mean, how, you know, they don't work backwards into it. They try to tie their lifestyle into the amount of money.
Right.
And they're not aiming or saying, well, I want to be here. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, and of course, everything's got to be realistic too, right? Doug, you can't say, you know, I want to go on a around the world cruise. It's going to be $50,000, right? I mean, and you don't have that type of money. Right?
Correct.
But you want to, you know, to me, I've always said, Doug, that retirement, a successful retirement, is maintaining your lifestyle that you've always had or that you enjoy or, you know, you want to do now that you're not working anymore and not stressing and worrying over money. I mean,
right.
I think if you can accomplish that, I mean, nobody's going to say tomorrow, hey, I used to drive a Ford and now I want a Rolls Royce, right?
Typically doesn't happen.
No, you know, but as long as you say, yeah, I keep a new car on the driveway, I enjoy getting my new Ford or, you know, whatever you've been driving and doing whatever. And a lot of times too, Doug, is where you always got to be careful with people in retirement is the grandchildren, the family, the children, they want to be able to do things, they want to be able to participate. And that also has to be accounted for. That's why reverse engineering is the way to go about it and not trying to fit, well, this, and I got to get, it's like almost like I get under a cap.
Right.
How can I do all this on $60,000?
Yeah. And you know what, Mike, is that it really is beneficial to do it this way, and then we'll go and find the right tools to accomplish your objectives. It's not uncommon that we would have people come in and they would show us current holdings or investments that they have, and they'll say, how much money can I get monthly off of these investments that I have? And my answer, you know, quite frankly, to back to them is like, well, why are these investments so important? Okay. What's so important about the investments that you have here? Why don't you tell me I need to get X amount of dollars a month. This is how much I have. Are these the right investments for me to own or should I consider other options?
Sure.
Right. It's not uncommon, Mike. You've seen it. It's happened to you, too. People will walk in. They'll already own a certain type of investment vehicle, and they'll go, how much money could I get a month off of this? And, you know, it's like, well, not much, because that investment right there is not geared to pay income. It's geared for something else.
You know, Doug, retirement, you know, retiring is not an exact science.
No. Okay?
And what I mean by that is sometimes you don't retire on your own terms.
Correct.
Okay. So you can, and what I mean by that, folks, is that, okay, you know, we're going to have a mass layoff or we're going to let you, you know, we want, you know, we're downsizing, et cetera, so on. And your retirement, you're kind of forced into it immediately. But to me, getting out in front of it, of retirement and understanding and saying, okay, what, like we just said, reverse engineer, what do I see my lifestyle? How do I want to live? And then going through the process with us and saying, okay, I'm there. All right. And you may not be ready to retire.
Right.
You know, mine, you may say, I'm going to go in 3 years. I'm going to go next year. I'm going to go 2 years, 5 years, whatever. Again, it's not an exact science. But if to have that and have that card in your pocket saying, I know whenever I choose to go, I'm good. I'm going to be able to live my lifestyle. That's the purpose of it. So I guess my message is that I want you to get out in front of it, obviously, if you could, right? And take time to sit down. Have you ever thought what Doug was saying about, hey, how do I see my life? Are we going to Florida for 3 months? Am I golfing 2 days a week? And then sit down and go and work through this process.
And then, Mike, there's also, that's a very good point, but there's also the group of people who are already in retirement and didn't reverse engineer it.
Right.
So that doesn't mean you can't do it now.
No.
In fact, it means you absolutely can do it now. Don't say, oh, I'm already retired and this is it. That doesn't matter. You can still do it. It doesn't have to be somebody who hasn't retired yet. It's just a matter of putting together a plan and having what we've spoken about many, many times so far this year is having cash flow confidence into retirement. That's the key. You get you reverse engineer it. You design the lifestyle that you want to live. And then we want you to have the highest level of cash flow confidence that we can have so that you feel really good and happy that you can accomplish those objectives for yourself.
And that's a great point, Doug, because even though if you are in retirement, retirement's a dynamic thing. Things do change along the way.
Everything can change, right?
Right. And there's folks that did retire and they didn't go through this process and they're not getting the most out of their investments or setting things up or they're getting, you know, beat up by taxation because they're doing wrong, taking wrong. So there's a lot of ways to make adjustments during retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no doubt. We want to let you guys know that we're here to reverse engineer for you, all right? Again, coming back to the who, not how. We just told you what we'll do, and we've done it for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. So I believe that we're very good at it. Trying to do it by on your own, well, you know, it might be a struggle, it might be hard, and you may miss something. So we want to let you know that we'll do this for you. We give you an opportunity for a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. You know, you just got to pick the phone up and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. I want to let you know that we've got an office in Toms River, Clark, Martinsville, Parsippany. So we've got a meeting facility in the Manasquan area. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in very close proximity to you. Now, we are meeting with people back to face-to-face, and we are following guidelines and suggestions and social distancing and all that. We have plenty of room, you know, in our offices to do that stuff for you. And we are continuing on, which will probably be a permanent part of our practice, which really wasn't part of our practice before, is we can have video meetings with you. We can have teleconferences with you. So, you know, the silver lining that came out of, you know, of this pandemic situation is we've broadened our internal horizons here for additional ways to service you and help you along the way. We prefer face to face, but we'll do whatever you're most comfortable with. Anything you want to add here, Michael?
That's good for me.
All right, folks, the number again is 855-262-3722. Give us a call. Let us help you. Let us put the program together for you and reverse engineer, you know, the retirement income for you so that, you know, you have a good strategy in place. 855-262-3722. We will be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make
smart money decisions and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope that you got some value out of our conversation about reverse engineering your retirement, and we hope that we conveyed the importance to you and the benefits to you of reverse engineering. I think it's very beneficial, Mike, to the listeners out there, to everybody out there, to reverse engineer any goal, in my opinion. I mean, it's just if you want to, you know, if you want to lose weight, you probably start with a target weight. Right. Yep. Say, I want to get here. And then you say, OK, how am I going to get there?
Yep.
And then, you figure out your nutritional plan and your exercise plan, whatever it may be. And, you know, for anything in life. So, you know, let us give you, you know, the opportunity to reverse engineer your retirement and your income and get you going on the right path. So we are into the what have you been up to lately segment. And boy, have we been up to a lot.
Yeah.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah, you know, Doug, it's been very, very busy as of late, okay? And that's, you know, good to see that people are doing things and thinking about their financial things. I want to bring something up that not so much, it's a kind of a question I've been getting hit with, okay, lately,
okay.
And not so much what have I done. Tis the season, and what do I mean by that? Political season. And we're getting ready. We're heading into the stretch, Doug, of another presidential and big election in our country and all that. And I've been asked a couple of times already by various people and clients, what should I do? What happens if? And I'm not going to get into what names, if this person wins, that person wins, because it's irrelevant. What should I do? And I'm worried about this. And I think this could happen. Let's talk about it. And I think somewhere along the line, I know for the previous election, you and I had a piece that we gave out and spoke to it and,
yep.
and all that.
And I think it was put out by Oppenheimer. I got to follow up with them and see if they've updated
it. But you and I are not, you know, immune to this because everybody knows there's been a great divide for a very long time in this country. And
yeah, it's not new.
It's not new. And you and I have been answering these questions probably for over 10 years.
So it's a great point, Mike. And, you know, I don't care which side of the political spectrum that you sit on. We're just telling you facts here.
Yep.
All right. That's it. It's not to be, you know, debated politically. But back when President Obama was elected, there were people who swore that the United States was going into the tank.
Yep.
And that they, under no circumstances, were going to own investments. The stock market was going to get creamed. The economy was going to get creamed. And lo and behold, that did not happen. Then the exact same thing happened when President Trump got elected. There was a whole group of people mm-hmm. who said, the economy's going to go in the tank. The market's going to go in the tank. And guess what? It didn't happen. Yeah, we're sitting in the middle of a COVID virus right now. But that's, you know, pandemic. But that's...
that's different. That's not, you know, that's not part of the whole circumstance. Mm-hmm. And but if you look at the markets, you know, they still cooperated. But the piece that we had, and we have to look and see if they updated it, just goes back and it gives you the history of market performance under presidents of all of both parties. And the conclusion that you can draw from that is that the market doesn't favor any political party.
Yes, you're right, Doug. And I think, and now I'm really going back, because I know it's been probably over 10 years. You and I were out in Chicago at a financial summit, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And there was a presentation.
Could be one of the best summits we ever went to, by the way.
Yeah, a presentation. And this person specifically got into each president, you know, both Democratic and Republican.
Right.
And showed, you know, and basically showed what you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, for all things. But I think the important thing here is to get off politics. And I think that your financial life goes on no matter who it is.
Correct.
And there's always going to be change. And it's a ever changing world. Right. And even now, forget politics. Let's talk about, well, the pandemic. And I'm afraid there's going to be another one. So does that mean you never, ever invest again? Does that mean if you don't get the right president, you don't ever invest again? I mean, you have to be, I think, Doug, a little more self-centered, and it has to be a little more about yourself and not more micro than macro.
Correct. 100%. And the reality of the circumstances are it's unusual, historically speaking, for us to begin to start to have these conversations with our clients this early. It usually happens more towards the end of August, beginning of September.
Correct.
You know, okay, they start looking about who's ahead in the polls and that kind of stuff. But what we're here emphasizing to you right now is you should not focus on that for one moment. History shows us that the markets just behave the way they behave. Are there certain investments or certain companies that would do better under a different policies or agendas of leadership? Yes, there are. And that's where skillful money management becomes very beneficial to people, right? But jumping out and saying, I'm not even, you know, going in there and I'm gonna abort my financial plans because I don't like the president of the United States is lunacy.
Yeah. And I think Doug, it's important to what you just said is that when it comes to your financial affairs, your money, leave it up to the professionals and don't leave it to your emotion of, you know, that's like me saying, oh, you know, the Washington Nationals won the World Series last year and I didn't say I didn't like them. I'm never watching baseball again.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's a very good point.
It just doesn't make sense. So anyway, I mean,
all right. What else have we been up to?
Yeah,
right. We
don't
want to. This is
take
we don't,
it away. Yep.
We don't want to spend this. So, I mean, the reality of the situation is, Mike, we spoke about reverse engineering, and just over the last 3 weeks or so, most of you out there are starting to get more mobile and think about things and address their issues. Is that I think I did five in the last couple of weeks of just reverse engineering people's retirements for them, setting it up and saying, okay, here we go, this is what we're going to do, and then setting them up for it. So we've had a lot of that going on right now, you know, as it is. And, you know, things come in clusters. They always tend to, you know, for us in, you know, in the firm here. And as well as been spending a lot of time, as we typically do, at the end of quarters. So the end of the second quarter was the end of June of, you know, reviewing and researching and looking at different investments and performances and just doing a lot of internal analysis as well, you know, hopefully for value to pass on to our clients, you know, a lot of, you know, research and analysis that they typically don't have the time or knowledge to do themselves.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's talking about some of the behind the scenes stuff that's been, you know, that we've been up to lately, not the face-to-face with the client.
Yeah, and you know, it's the other thing too, Doug, is to point out, like you're saying, about doing some reverse engineering for retirement. I mean, truth be told, the environment that we're in, there has been a few people that have said, hey, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
And they've said, you know, I'm working from home, or I'm doing this, or I'm going to give some notice, and or I've been furloughed. But there's people were kind of to the tipping point before mm-hmm. this all happened, and they kind of just made the decision of, I'm not going to go back. I'm going to move ahead with this retirement. Here's my stuff. Take a look. What do you think?
Yeah. Mike, you know what else lately, too, over the last 2 weeks or so? A lot of conversations with people who have children who are either going to college or already in college because they're not going away. It's going to be virtual for a lot of places. I mean, Rutgers announced this week, I think it was this week, right, yeah, that they're not going back, and it's going to be virtual. So costs are not the same
right
for people right now. There's no room and board, you know, costs that are going on right now. So there's, you know, it's dynamic.
Yeah. I was just laughing, but that for some people, that's a hidden savings or less they have to come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's.
But as one of my buddies was telling me, he goes, I said that to him, and he goes, oh, no. The way he eats, it costs me so much more when he's home than when he's out there on the food plan. You know, so that's been going on as well. And then a lot of conversation I've been having with people now, Mike, you know, it's sad when you have a pandemic, an event, and people start thinking about their mortality and their morbidity. Been talking a lot about estate planning with, you know, people, you know, lately too. And there's another thing that's, you know, becoming in droves. And I don't like the term estate planning. We've talked about this a million times because I think people don't think they have an estate, you know, so I like to talk about it as inheritance planning and, you know, what's going to happen to your stuff when you die, because everybody's got stuff, you know? And so been reviewing beneficiary designations and, you know, that kind of stuff with people. And listen, it's not sexy. It's not fun, you know, stuff to do, but it's necessary. So, I mean, when we're talking about everything else, we should talk about your beneficiary designations and your estate planning and your living will and your power of attorney. Do you have those things in place? Or is it up and ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And they're all so important, because we've said it 1,000 times. It's a once in a lifetime event, mm-hmm. you know, and unfortunately, we don't know, you know, and so you got to address it. The other thing, too, Doug, that's been a little bit strange is that with the tax deadline being pushed back to July 15th,
yep.
It's felt a little more like April
than yeah.
you know, July here in the office. And you know, SEP contributions for the self-employed, you yep. know, that have SEP plans and people making last-minute contributions for 2019. So strange, right? We're still talking about 2019 here in the middle of July. Kind of crazy, right?
Typically, it's only a handful of people that go on extension.
Yeah.
You know, that we're having the conversations with. And, you know, yeah, and people, you know, calling up and asking for copies, you know, additional copies of their 1099s that, you know, went out because they received them back in February and they don't know where they are now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, a lot of that going on as well. But just a whole lot of activity going on, Mike. The phones are ringing. You know, it's really nice. We're talking to people. And we've had conversations. We've had some very nice conversations with radio show listeners over the last couple weeks, too. People who just called in to ask us a question or bounce an idea off of us. And I want to let you know something. We love that stuff.
Sure.
You know, don't think for 1 second, you know, and we're not sending you a bill in the mail either if you do that. That's not who we are. It's not how we operate. We've never operated like that, and I can't imagine a circumstance where we ever would operate like that.
But I think, Doug, it's just really important to point out to anybody that's listening is if you have financial things on your mind or things that need to be done, we're here. People have been out and about now. It's this the same way, Doug, I mean, you and I have seen it, you know, the more traffic on the road and things going on, same thing with us. It's people are starting to, you know, out and about, if you will, and getting things done. So if it's on your mind, do so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, all right, let's hop to a break, and we will be back in just a minute.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back and hope that you're enjoying the show here right now. And Mike, you know what I want to do is I want to take a few minutes here and I want to tell people about Wealth Management Group, because we do a very poor job of talking about the firm during the show here. So let's talk a little bit about Wealth Management Group, how we operated, how we came to be, and, you know, what we think that, you know, some of our strengths are.
Well, Doug, I mean, we are on the air here for 24 years.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah. So we've been doing this show. So hopefully you've been listening and enjoying it. Or if it's the first time, how many times we hear from people, oh, first time I ever heard it, you know, and they talk to us, they contact us. So the show's been on for that long. Okay. And you know, what can somebody expect when they meet us?
Yeah, well, what you can expect is pretty much what you hear on the show right here, right? Who you hear is who you get. And that's a good point that you brought up, Mike, because it's not uncommon for people to call in and say, oh, well, will I be able to meet with either Doug or Mike?
Right.
Yes, you'll only be meeting with, you know, Doug or Mike. So that's, you know, that's out of the gate. But I want to give people, you know, a little bit of a background as well, you know, how we got to where, you know, we are and how Wealth Management Group really morphed into, you know, quite the, I think, great organization that we are right now. And so give people a little bit of background is that I started in the business in 1991. And shortly thereafter, Mike and his family became clients of mine, did some insurance work for, you know, for them, got referred through a mutual friend. And at that point in time, Mike, you were working in public accounting.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
And Mike decided that he didn't want to be in public accounting anymore and wanted to explore this field. And so I suggested at that point in time, why don't you come and interview? It was Ford Financial at the time. Why don't you come and interview with the firm that I'm with? And, you know, I think that you'd be a good fit. So why don't you tell people about, like, that kind of – that stage of your life? Like, what went down there? How did that all, you know, morph out?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I was in public accounting and, you know, I have an accounting degree, a BS in accounting, and just want to make a change. And this was something that, you know, I knew about and kind of always liked from a distance, if you will. And meeting you and introduced me to the firm you were with at the time, and it seemed like a good fit, and boom, off I went.
Yeah, and it was really it was great because we always got along great as client and, you know, advisor relationship. And then when we started working together and getting to know each other and being from the same general, growing up in the same general area, Mike grew up in Clark, I grew up in Cranford, you know, that, you know, it just, we started doing some stuff together. And then, you know, we were starting to have some conversations. I'm like, you know, in the mid 1990s, people really need a place to turn to. And the firm we were with was very good, you know, at this, and they actually taught us how to do it, was where they could get holistic, you know, financial guidance. And we said, you know, why don't we open up Wealth Management Group? We'll stay affiliated with the firm that we're with. We'll open up another, you know, organization. And we had a conversation with them, and they were all on board for it. They were totally fine with, you know, us doing that. And so we started Wealth Management Group to really start, and I think that we're really pioneers into the holistic wealth management business, because if you look at it, the name of our firm is Wealth Management Group, LLC. Nobody else can be that, you know, in New Jersey here. And so you can be something else, wealth management or something of that, you know, but you can't be Wealth Management Group, LLC. That's us. So, you know, I think that we were ahead of the curve in helping people look at taking a holistic approach to their financial life.
Yes. And, you know, Doug, and we kind of saw that, and that's how we started practicing and handling things. And I don't think we've ever deviated from that.
No,
okay?
We haven't.
And then you and I, the radio program, and it's given us the opportunity to really have various offices throughout the state, because we want to be able to serve the listening audience, that the people that we speak to.
Right. You know, and so, you know, we take the we are what we like to refer to as face to face financial advisors. Now, we get it. The times right now, you know, aren't, you know, optimal for that, but that's OK. But that's what we, you know, we do. And we sit down and we have conversations with you, and our approach to our preferred approach to the whole your financial situation is really to work on one thing at a time, because we've learned over the years that if we come and we try to accomplish too many things at once, it becomes overwhelming for people. So one of the things that we wanted to do, one of the things that's very important to us, is we like to take complex issues and make them as simple as possible for you to understand. And then we do have an implementation team that will implement the strategies and recommendations for you. That's another thing that we insisted upon having, was an implementation department, because we saw out there in the industry, not everybody offered that. It's like, okay, here's your strategies. Good luck to you.
Correct.
What does that do for somebody?
Yeah.
You know, here's the tile and the grout. Good luck to you.
Yes.
Doesn't work. So, and that's how we've, you know, we've evolved and we've developed our firm. And we really like to, you know, keep it and try to keep things as simple as we can for people, take those complex issues and make them simple. So we want to reiterate to you guys that we're here to help you. You can pick up the phone. You're always welcome to a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We've got an office in Toms River right on Route 37. We've got an office in Clark. We've got one in Martinsville. We've got one in Parsippany. And we've got one, a meeting facility in Manasquan. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. So don't hesitate. But we're also still offering video conference meetings, teleconference meetings, whatever is best for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, folks, pick up the phone, give us a call in any manner that we can help.
Yep. The number is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.